This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Have you ever walked into a school cafeteria during lunch? Do you ever consider how much waste is generated in just one school building during the course of a day? It's a lot. According to one study out of Minnesota, schools typically generate about a half pound of waste per day per student. Add that up through the course of an academic year, and it's almost overwhelming. The good news is school officials have taken notice around here and are doing something about it. My guest today is here to discuss ramped-up recycling efforts in Washtenaw County schools. Randy Trent is Director of Operations for the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. And welcome back to WEMU, Randy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
Well, up until 2015, significant school recycling programs in Washtenaw County school districts were at a minimum, right?
Yes, Ann Arbor had one, and Chelsea had one, and so there were about eight districts that we were trying to expand into.
And then in 2015, the state stepped up and provided funding for one school in each unfunded district for a recycling program. As you mentioned, there were eight such districts in Washtenaw County. What kind of results did year one produce in waste reduction in those schools?
We saw an average of about 50%, which is what our goal was. We had some that far exceeded that and a few that were under, but on average, that's the goal that we met.
According to the Minnesota study I referenced in the open, 78% of school waste could be diverted from the landfill with proper programs in place. Is that a realistic outcome in Washtenaw County?
I do believe that it's possible. It will take a lot of work and coordination, but I do think it's possible.
In this academic year, the Washtenaw Intermediate School District has taken over the recycling programs and have provided funding for six additional schools. So how much more do you expect to see in waste reductions this academic year?
I believe that all 14 schools will hit their 50% mark this year, and we will work towards the higher mark of 78% if we can do that. One thing that I do want to clarify is the funding is actually coming from the Washtenaw County Solid Waste Service Department. They have stepped up and are working with us, as well as Recycle Ann Arbor and the Ecology Center, to make this all work together for the schools.
And in those partnerships, it still leaves a lot of schools without programs. So what is the plan moving forward to perhaps get all buildings covered?
As we move forward, we'll be working with the Washtenaw County Solid Waste Service Department to see how much help they can actually provide, and they have been outstanding, and they hope to continue that. We are also working on showing how there's some savings from diverting some of your trash from your waste dumpster, and if you can do that, it is less expensive. So we're going to try and encourage it that way.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking K-12 recycling in Washtenaw County with Randy Trent. Randy is Director of Operations for the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. You mentioned there is the potential for savings with diversions and the sale of items like cardboard. There is some monetary gain to be had by that. Is that a part of the process at this point, at this early juncture?
It is not. Right now, it is fully funded by the first phase was by the state of Michigan's pollution prevention grant, and now we have the funding from the Washtenaw County Solid Waste Service Department. But we have experienced it in the past where that does pay for itself. The concerns are how the market of the recycling products are going, and right now the payback on them are not very sufficient to cover the entire cost, but it is still below the trash dumpster recycling cost is a little bit lower.
If we look a little bit forward and we get the majority of school buildings online with significant recycling programs, might there come a time where this is something that is put out for competitive bid to see if we can't make it a little bit easier and more effective and efficient as we move forward?
That is a possibility that we will explore. Right now we're working towards getting it into every school district and every school.
As you well know, all school districts are not equal, at least when it comes to finding available dollars in the budget. How can lower-funded, less-populated districts find the same kind of recycling successes as the more wealthy districts in Ann Arbor, like Ann Arbor and Chelsea?
What we need to do is we need to educate. I mean, education is the biggest part of this program. We need to be able to educate the staff with the principal, which is the number one factor that we've seen that has the biggest input, and then educate the students and educate the facility staff to get it running very smoothly. And then the programs, we hope, will show that even if it's an incremental cost, it's still lower than paying for it to go to the landfill.
You mentioned teachers, staff, and students. How important is it to get students on board with recycling and at a very young age?
Well, I will tell you, as I said, we had overall success of over 50%, but we had six buildings that were elementary schools and two that were middle schools, and the two that missed the mark were the middle schools, and the six that made it were the elementary schools.
So the younger, the better.
The younger, the better, and then it translates as they move up. And they work with their families to do it at home as well, which is another big plus factor to this type of program.
Once again, this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking K-12 recycling with the Director of Operations for the Washtenaw Intermediate School District, Randy Trent. Randy, in many economic sectors, there is an effort to go as paperless as possible. Is that part of the longer-term waste reduction plan in Washtenaw County Schools?
Absolutely. We all want to reduce, reuse, and recycle. Those are the important key factors to look at, and so those are all being encouraged as well.
So is a primary component of overall waste reduction eliminating waste at the forefront before it's created within the confines of the school building?
Absolutely.
Given the difficulty in school funding and finding grant partners to make the entirety of the investment needed to expand these programs to all Washtenaw County schools, how far down the line might we be in 5 to 10 years? Is it feasible that all buildings in the county would be covered?
I believe in 5 to 10 years, if we continue with our cooperative organizations working together as we are right now, that will be very achievable.
Randy, I thank you so much for the information, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you, David.
That is Randy Trent, Director of Operations for the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU.